The economic blockade is over for Nepal. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The National Director for Asian Access Nepal, Sundar Thapa, says 6 months ago, India closed its borders over Nepal's secular constitution. The result brought Nepal to the brink of recession. And yet,
in the midst of this crisis, they found no hope except in Jesus. When we go and encourage people to go to different parts of the country and share gospel, they find hope in Jesus. They find love and concern in Jesus.
Because the church is growing fast, so too is the resistance against it. To that end, Thapa is asking you to pray with them.
We are working to strengthen the body of Christ in Nepal and also preparing future leaders to lead the country and churches and developing the leaders.
Bethany Christian Services is back in Colombia. Jamie Wood with Bethany says,
Bethany has actually had a relationship with the government of Colombia for over 20 years, and we've recently reopened our adoption program there. They went through some changes kind of in terms of which children are being made available for inter-country adoption, and we really saw a need there specifically for families for children who are older or children with special needs.
Let's face it, adopting older children can sometimes be frightening.
I think sometimes there's a fear that maybe older children will have a harder time with attachment, but we know that God can move all mountains, and we see very successful placements with older kids who are still able to, you know, form great attachments with their families and really just thrive with the love and care that comes from a stable family environment.
If you want to explore this more, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, offering a glimpse of one family's faith walk through the valley of Alzheimer's and dementia. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.